From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Catskill school officials will hold a public hearing December 14th to get support to spend money from the Repair Reserve Fund after a water main break earlier this month has closed the middle school for more than a week. Officials want to spend public funds on, and I quote, emergency repairs to the middle school heating, electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and alarm systems, end quote, after, and I quote, significant flood damage, end quote, to a boiler room at the West Main Street campus. School officials have not said how much repairs will cost taxpayers. Catskill Middle School students are currently attending classes at the high school because of the water main issues. The public hearing begins at 6:15 p.m. on December 14th in the Catskill High School library, just before a regular Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Kate Lisa reports at New York State of Politics that the end of the year is the time special interests worry that the governor won't sign the bill they got through the legislature earlier in the year. Nurses, for instance, are not worrying about how Governor Kathy Hochul has yet to sign three bills regulating their industry. The bills that would limit the number of consecutive hours New York nurses can work, impose a fine for employers who violate the mandatory overtime restrictions, and expand rules to exclude home care nurses. Currently, healthcare workers work 12-hour shifts, but can be made to work an additional overtime shift. Pat Kane, the executive director of the New York State Nurses Association, said, and I quote, "It's very hard to think that for over a year now, you'll show up for work and not know when you're going to be able to go home," end quote. Membership in the nurses' union has dropped 9% since the COVID-19 pandemic began. The healthcare industry does not want more money going to nurses and does not want Hochul to sign the bill. Karen Lipson, executive vice president of Leading Age New York, said, and I quote, "They're going to be forced by this legislation to either mandate overtime and incur penalties or abandon the patients, which they won't do. So the penalties will be inevitable," end quote. Hochul won't say what she will do before the New Year's. Justin Mason, a governor spokesperson, said, and I quote, "We are reviewing this legislation, and the governor looks forward to working with the legislature during the upcoming session," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Skylar Eagle reports for News 10 that as National Grid officials said they expect some heating prices to increase by 39% for natural gas and 22% for electric this winter, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was in Albany City Hall December 12th to tout aid available to help with those higher bills. She said anyone in need should turn to the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "It provides money for families when they have nowhere left to turn. It offers them support to keep their homes heated and keep themselves safe," end quote. Now there's $412 million for New Yorkers that need utility bill assistance after Congress added $63 million more to the program in September because of rising inflation. Gillibrand said New Yorkers should not face the cold winter because of the higher prices. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "Some people can simply not afford that, especially after these last few years with COVID, where many people have been struggling to make ends meet. Going without utilities is not an option," end quote. Read the full story at News 10. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.